time. Each and every show here on America Tonight, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham joins us now. Justin, buddy, I know you got your eyes on what's happening in Arizona, the greatest show on earth. Once again, the Republicans. Some people think it's a clown act. Some people are really enjoying it and think that this is meaty stuff. But the debates absolutely draw the ratings. What do you think so far have been the major things that have come out of this debate?
Well, I think things are just getting warmed up. You know, we are getting to faith and immigration right now, which are topics that really get a lot of red meat. You know, so far we've seen some interesting fights on earmark that was sort of Clinton-esque, with people asking, you know, what the definition of an earmark is. You know, it's a lot less, it's getting pretty heated and it's getting pretty interesting. Despite the fact that they're sitting down, they're still tearing at each other's throats pretty heavily.
Yeah, no kidding. I think the big day, and I keep saying this over and over again, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but you know this too, it's about the numbers and the delegates for the Republicans, certainly not for the Democrats, because we know it's Obama trying to have a repeat performance. But with the Republicans, that's what the score is, and Super Tuesday is the big day because it's just shy of 500 delegates that are up for grabs. What do you think, what do you foresee with that? What do you think is going to happen there? Do you think Romney's going to grab them all up, or you think it's going to be split? I think that could actually be split myself.
Well, what we've seen in the past is whenever somebody wins a primary, whenever somebody has a really good night, they have an initial wave of momentum that carries them pretty well. You know, we saw a major boost for Newt Gingrich shortly after he won South Carolina, and we're still seeing Santorum's surge after his tri-state win in Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri. So if, you know, the next round of primaries goes well, for either candidate in Arizona and Michigan, then we're probably going to see a similar surge going into Super Tuesday. That could really be a decisive blow. You know, this could finally be the nail in the coffin for whatever anti-Romney candidate is up. Or it could also really doom Romney's prospects and increase talk of a brokered convention, which is going on right now as sort of a whisper campaign.
Yeah, yeah. I've been talking about that on the air, of course. We have to go back to Roosevelt to go back to the last brokered convention, but there is a lot of talk about it. And I can imagine, I heard in Washington, that pretty much is it, that what people are throwing down, not just on the Republican side, but Democratic strategists are spitballing that idea that we might see that in Tampa. If you had to come up, because, you know, when we look at sports, we always look at odds. If you had to give me the odds on that, what would your odds be?
Oh, I think right now it's more just sort of a daydream for people who are not very satisfied with the Republican field. I think a lot of people are wishing, hey, maybe Chris Christie should have gotten in here, or hey, maybe we should have put some more pressure on Mitch Daniels. I don't think anybody really thinks that this is a surefire, realistic opportunity. I think at the end of the day, they're probably going to hold their nose and support whatever nominee is ahead at the time of it. But still, you know, you're hearing this talk coming from pretty serious individuals, from pretty high-ranking senators. And, you know, it could be a surprise that could come up and really shake up the race.
Yeah, I agree. The big story, even though this is a week where you don't have anybody on the Hill, so to speak, because obviously some people stay back, but is Obama's corporate tax overhaul that would actually lower the rate to 28%.
He announced that today. It's going to be lowering the corporate tax rate from about 35% to 28%. And that's something that, you know, should have got Republican support in a perfect world. But they are very quick to point out that the president is also closing some loopholes and doubling the capital gains tax, which is a non-starter for Republicans.
Yeah.
You know, Mitt Romney was very adamantly noting today that, look, this isn't really a reduction of corporate taxes as much as it is a $250 billion tax hike, kind of in sheep's clothing. So it's not really winning very many, it's not winning much praise from the Republicans in Congress. And in addition, a coalition of Senate Republicans through the Republican conference today sent out a release, taking a brief, moment away from their recess, to really drive this home and signal that this is something that's going to be dead on arrival if it makes it to the upper chamber.
All right, well, so we'll watch that when everybody comes back. Everybody's gone, like I said, pretty much. You've got some, certainly some senior officials that are running around and staffers. But I heard that there was problems with some kind of suspicious powder. What do you know about that was sent to, was it the Senate and House offices?
Yeah, it was sent to a number of congressional offices and has put a lot of people on sort of high alert. I believe I also saw a report that it was sent to the offices of the Colbert Report and the Daily Show. I haven't heard if this is anything serious as of yet. The packages claim to include pathogens, but from what I can tell, people are still going to be going to the Capitol tomorrow as you know, performing business as usual. And it doesn't look like it's going to be a national security threat. But you know, it's always good to err on the side of caution in these situations.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Justin Duckham from Talk Radio News. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. While the Republicans were eating their own in Arizona, the president benefiting from a new poll that says the economy's turning around and people believe the man at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue has a lot to do with it. Remember, over eight unemployment is the floating number that we're curious as to which direction it goes. But according to a new poll, the Prez's numbers are on the rise. So while that's happening, the Republicans are duking it out in the desert. Justin just talking about some of the key things that happened in the debate. There was a lot of talk about immigration, but really it was everybody attacking Rick Santorum for a variety of things, including, as he mentioned, earmarks. That was big. The other thing was the debt ceiling, the fact that Santorum voted to raise the debt ceiling five times, but didn't vote for any compensating cuts. So he was nailed again and again and again. Even at one point, and we're going to let you hear the chatter from Arizona in our next segment. But at one point, Ron Paul just leveled the playing field, in a sense, and had people cackling when he said that Santorum was a fake. He's a fake. That's what he came out with. So more name calling and back and forth. This was the 20th debate of this campaign, and it's the last one you're going to see. Now coming up next Tuesday, Arizona and Michigan, and the all-important March 6th, super, super, super Tuesday, meaning 10 states with primaries and all those delegates up for grabs, and then the sidebar conversation that we continue to hear, brokered convention, good chance of a brokered convention. You know, if that happens, would you be on board with it? There's a good question. If you're a Republican or if you're somewhere in the middle and you're just for some reason not certain about which way you're going to go, would that push you in the Republican direction? It goes back to that same question that we keep hearing and that we saw certainly in New Hampshire and other places where we took the show. There were a lot of signs up that people were holding saying anybody but Romney, anybody but Romney. Even Santorum, before the debate, started to float the why is Mormonism off limits? Why can't we talk about Mormonism as not being a Christian religion? Although that wasn't anything that played up at all on the stage. It was kind of strange, too. If you just took a shot of Romney and Santorum, because they really went after each other, were seated right next to each other a lot during that time period, they looked almost like two anchormen chatting in between. They did. And no sweater vest for Ricky Rue. Stay with us. That chatter next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, Susan. One more time. Crazy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
I can't wait to see what the ratings were for this 20th debate in Arizona that we've been kicking around here right off the bat. Some of the highlights included when Rick Santorum fired at Romney. You know, they were really, it was tit for tat between the two of them. Fired back at him on the Winter Olympics. He keeps bringing that up, that he was the guy who pulled together the 2002 Winter Olympics when they were falling into the crevices in Salt Lake City. And Santorum said he had really sought to do a similar government spending deal known as earmarks, and often were wasteful spending. So the earmark thing was tossed all the way around between the four on the stage, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul included in that conversation. Ron Paul might have fired off, though, the best line. I already mentioned it. Let me set it up a little bit for you, though. John King was the moderator from CNN, and John King talked about, you know, asked, you know, why it launched into an ad campaign, Ron Paul, that is, that labeled Santorum a fake. And here's a little snippet of that.
Because he's a fake. I'm real, man. I'm real.
Congratulations.
I'm real.
Do you love that? Because he's a fake. Ron Paul is entertaining. If you just watch him off to the side, he doesn't often get the best questions, but he always comes up with the best zingers. It'd be fun. In fact, we'll do that on ATN, to loop together a zinger reel from Ron Paul. I think the most entertaining pound for pound as you watch the circus go from city to city, the desert being the last one, because that's it for the debates. Then we hit Arizona and the Michigan primaries next Tuesday, Super Tuesday after that, and then down the line. But no more debates because everybody's tired of them, meaning the four that are left so far are tired of doing the debates. Newt Gingrich tackled that whole earmark confusion thing.
I think it was totally appropriate for you to ask for what you got. I just think it's kind of silly for you to then turn around and run an ad attacking somebody else for getting what you got and then claiming what you got wasn't what they got because what you got was right and what they got was wrong.
Does that sound confusing? What you got, and they claimed, and then you said you got. Well, and actually, that was a pretty lighthearted moment, too. Let's tell you about some of the polls, because I am the poll princess after all, and I know a lot of you sort of pay attention to these things. An NBC Marist poll on Wednesday had Romney pegged at 37%, Santorum a little bit beneath him, 35%. So pretty much, though, neck and neck. Statistically, that would be called a dead heat. Then the poll gave Romney a lead of 42% to 27% over Santorum in Arizona. There was a Time CNN poll that found Romney ahead by 36% to 32%, and this is Santorum only. Quinnipiac University poll also released before this debate showed Santorum up 9 percentage points nationally. That's a pretty big boost for that poll against the other Republican rivals. So 35% compared to 26% for Romney. It then showed Newt Gingrich with 14% and Ron Paul with 11%. At what point do one of these guys throw up the white flag? Because pretty soon we're almost there where some people have to give up. Is it Newt Gingrich? Is it Ron Paul? Ron Paul is saying that he's in this to the end, and he keeps coming up with these money bombs. Is that just the most brilliant thing? Money bomb, raising a ton of money in a short amount of time and getting people at a clip of a couple here, a couple there, maybe 30, maybe 50, maybe 100, maybe 1,000, whatever it ultimately is. And I think it's a stroke of brilliance on his part or his campaigner's part because it's the grassroots thing that's really, really working for him. I think I've told this story, but if I didn't, I should have told you the story. When I was in New Hampshire and staying at the lovely Best Western, because in Manchester you have 3 hotels, and the Best Hotel was taken up by mostly the candidates and a few network anchor people. Darn. If only I was Brzezinski and I was sitting next to Joe Scarborough, I would have been in the Best Hotel. And the Best Hotel was probably at that, but it didn't matter. I didn't care where I stayed. What was interesting is besides the reporters and television journalists that were in the Super 8 along with myself, there were a lot of young, I mean really young college-aged kids, I'm going to say, because they looked 18, 19 to me, who had signs made up for Ron Paul. Some of them were working for the campaign, and they were talking about how excited they were, and they were going out to various potential, you know, places where they'd have a lot of people that they could talk to stand there with signs and yell things out to people and actually try to have a conversation with some of them. And I thought that was fascinating. That's where I really saw that youth train move in his direction. I mentioned at the top that the president was asked even, oh, you'll be watching the debates. What a crazy question is that? Because even if he was watching the debates, you'd think he'd say, oh, yeah, I can't wait. Michelle and I are going to kick back. We're going to grab some popcorn, bow the dog and the girls, and we're going to sit and watch the debate. Of course, he's not going to watch the debate. Such a layup question, and said he'd pretty much be hitting golf balls or doing anything else. In the recent poll, the most recent poll, the focus, because you know, there's always the Gallup rolling average, but in the most recent poll focusing on Obama and the economy, there are signs that the economy, whether it's just perception or reality, and it depends on where you live and a whole bunch of factors, the president's numbers have shifted. So, yes, people are still struggling, and a lot of people are worried about gasoline prices. That's the big deal, especially with summer coming up. We've got Memorial Day and summer and all of that. So as I say this, the protests and the voices get louder as you pay more when you pull up for your petrol. So you hit 4 and beyond. I mean, Americans would go nuts. If we paid what the Europeans paid to live in the UK, paying $6, $7, are you kidding, for a gallon of regular gasoline? I mean, people would go berserk. It's like a sacred cow. There's just a certain line of demarcation, and you absolutely cannot cross it. You can't do it. So what this new Associated Press GFK survey found was that with the Republicans and Democrats alike, that they think the nation is headed in the right direction, and most independents even, and that's where you score. That's the money group, because there's more independents than anyone else now. They approve of the way the president is addressing this post-recession period, if you want to call it that. So he's benefiting from what is perceived to be a big, big, big turn. Like I said, the hard numbers don't show that, but enough people are apparently optimistic and feel like things have turned around, that you've got 4 in 10 saying they expect the economy to get better in the next year, and a third say they think the number of unemployed people in the U.S. will decrease, the highest share on either question, any of the questions, since last spring. And a quarter of the people surveyed say they expect things to get worse over the next 12 months, but 31% say that things would stay even the same. So optimism has risen. He's moved the needle with these, some of these numbers. And the economy is the key. It's always that question that we come back to. What's in your wallet? What's in your wallet? Even if you're a very generous person and you make that statement that so many people make and it's not true, I don't care about money. You do care about money. It's a level of how much. You know, the Gordon Gekko character that Michael Douglas made famous in Wall Street, where he said, greed is good, for lack of a better term. Well, greed is not necessarily good, but it's the comfort thing, it's the providing for the family thing, all of that, that make it the big chase, that make it the, you know, the money chase that's going on in suburbs everywhere, probably right near you. So do you feel like the poll is right? Do you feel as though things are really turning around? And forget when you hear about some of these doom and gloom scenarios. Are we seeing an improving economy? Do you feel like things are headed in a much better spot than we were 2 years ago? Are we headed for more manufacturing to come back to the United States? You saw that the president wants to lower the corporate tax rate and even actually get it to 25% if the company were to use green measures, to go green, in other words. So I'm going to throw out my digits, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I know you're drinking some strong Joe. Wake up, America. Give me a call and we'll talk here on America Tonight.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. A big shout out to all the boys in Portland. Bob, Mac, and Tank all sent me emails earlier in the day as to who I thought was going to win the debate. We knew the heat was going to be on Rick Santorum because whenever you explode in the polls, well, you're the guy that everybody's going to focus on, meaning the other three, when I say everybody. So what did happen was that Romney and the congressman from Texas, Ron Paul, double-teamed, if you will, Rick Santorum. There are a few body blows there. In fact, Newt Gingrich maybe didn't attack as much as those two. Those two were really boxing, I think, back and forth with Santorum. And he fumbled and he stumbled a bit. He looked a little uneasy in the crowd, and part of that is maybe because of the reaction of the crowd. And, you know, that false sense of security when you get a little puffed up and you've been campaigning and everybody tells you how fabulous you are. You look at the polls and you see you're neck and neck with a guy who's been around and wanted to be president for a long time in Mitt Romney. And then you're seated on the stage and you get some boos. There's a smattering of boos over earmarks and attacks over your record in Congress. And I think he felt uncomfortable, frankly, with that. That happens. And I think it has happened all along when these debates have been rolled out and somebody seems to get ganged up on. It's usually, in fact, it's always the person who's done well the weeks before. Remember Herman Cain and the 999 and then the various things that came out with women, whether it was a long-time affair or the sexual harassment charges or whatever it was, the heat was on him. And where he was normally a little bit more glib and seemed confident, like in Florida, that's when Herman Cain started to lose it. The same with Rick Perry, who didn't want to debate at all after he fumbled, stumbled, and put his foot in his mouth several times. So now Rick Santorum was in that position, although Santorum is more of a career politician, especially coming off of representing Pennsylvania in the Senate and then losing his bid to do it again. There's some interesting moments in that. But if I was going to say who was the winner in the debate, it wouldn't be Rick Santorum. Actually, I would probably say Ron Paul because of the jabs, that the punches that he was able to land. He got the most, in some ways, he got the biggest laugh of the night and put people, that whole thing with humor kind of put them at ease. So I might say Ron Paul was the guy who won the debate, but will it matter where it counts? And that's in collecting like shells on a beach, delegates, only shells you keep in a jar. Delegates you need to back you up on the convention floor when you get to Tampa. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, what is the deal with Texans beating up Muslims on planes? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, another incident. Well, you know why? Because, you know, the tolerance is not very high, let's put it that way, coming out of Texas. I think that's what it is. I'm serious. It's because you know this, Tomas. You've been all over the country. You're a smart guy. And there are just certain things, there are certain behaviors that come out of certain places. And somebody told me it had to do with gun rights once, and I don't know if it's about gun rights. But there's just a certain way that people in Texas have that is very different from New York, let's say.
Well, I just heard something on Savage's show there that there was some flight going to Houston or something, and some guy started saying Allah Akbar or something like that, and the next thing you know, man, there's a whole bunch of cowboys practicing martial arts on the plane there. But that being said, you were in Washington, D.C. a couple of weeks ago, correct?
Yeah.
Did you notice how many Iranians there are in D.C.?
I noticed that there was definitely much more of a melting pot than any place I had ever been, yeah. Recently in the country, yes.
Right. I was over there for a month, from January 8th to February 8th, and I'm telling you, if the Iranians don't have agents over here, they are missing the boat on that.
Wait a second. You think there's no sleeper cells? Come on. You know what? You could break it down, and that's why you made that comment, because you believe there is.
Right, right. I'm saying there's got to be plenty.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you. Absolutely.
If we hit Iran, you know, with some airstrikes, people better be prepared to see something going pop here and there and everywhere, and especially around Washington, D.C. I would say the weekend that you see Barack Obama leaving for Camp David is the weekend that, you know, the possibility that we're hitting Iran is pretty high. Because I tell you what, over there, just in the little hospital that I was in, there were three people in the therapist section that were Iranians. And, you know, just they if you haven't been to D.C., you would not believe it. You would think you were in, an international convention. I mean, they're white people are like in the minority. You know.
Really. Well, and you know what? D.C. is all about government jobs. I mean, D.C. is all about the government. It's name the three agencies you'd like to see go away. We'll take a Rick Perry question, see how you stumble. But you know what I'm saying, because everywhere you go, that's what it is. It's government, government, government. And some of those government jobs are lots of people that don't fit, is what you're saying, don't fit the non-United Nations flavor.
I tell you, the hospital I was in, it looked like a scene from Deep Space Nine. I kid you not. There was like this Filipino nurse and this African nurse, and one was going, "A cup too much, a cup too much." And there was no, "A cup, that's what doctors say, a cup, look here. And look, a cup cannot be a cup. It is a cup. Oh, you mean a cup?" Because one was saying a cup, and the other one thought she was saying eight cups. It was unbelievable.
You know what's interesting is you have to remember this, and somebody just chatted this to me, and it's true. A lot of what you're talking about is Remember, a lot of the people that you're mentioning settled in the D.C. area because back to the Shah days when they were, you know, when they were helping and they gave info to the government and ended up living in the United States.
I remember that, but the people I was talking to...
They weren't those people.
No, I know, because those people would have been, you know, pretty old by now. These were young people who had come from Iran, young people like in their under 30, okay?
Yeah.
And they, you know, they could speak Iranian and Farsi, I mean. So I'm just saying that if something goes down, you know, you had better be prepared to see things snap, crackle, pop all over the place around here. And
yes.
We need to be strong enough to retaliate, you know, when that happens, or else we're going to suffer a lot of casualties. We have to have a deterrence. We have to let them know that if they do that over here, mm-hmm. they're going to suffer 10 times as much. But if we just deal with, you know, precision strikes and that, it's going to be a lot of dead civilians. So
I agree with you all. This would not be the popular stance, and I'm sure that and I have gotten crucified for that, for agreeing with you and saying that. But you're right. If at some point and at now, this is serious stuff. And if that were to happen, if there were an attack, all bets are off. Absolutely. You have to go for the jugular, because you cannot continue to let Ahmadinejad get away with what he's getting away with.
All right. Well, you have a good night, lady.
All right. Thank you. Great call, Tomas. Appreciate it. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. So Tomas actually tossed a few grenades out there, if you will. Do you agree with Tomas, or do you think he's all wet? And he and I have talked about this before in the show, and many of you have also called in. And I just, in fact, our last go-around here on ATN, I talked about this new poll where the sampling showed who are you most afraid of outside of our borders, who are you concerned about, and Iran kept coming up. And that's because Ahmadinejad and the Supreme Leader, and we saw what happened with the elections and the kids who wanted a free election, and some of them disappearing, journalists being booted out, state-run television. I mean, we know the scenario. And the biggest thing, of course, is uranium enrichment and that nuclear weapon and how that is just swinging over our heads. And, of course, Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu, who is going to have a huge meeting with Barack Obama in the next couple of weeks. And I think part of that is strategic, and it is to also quell the fears of Netanyahu of the what-if doomsday scenario, where are you going to be? Because we're the country that has the missile. We have the capability to fire deep enough the bomb that you would need to blow up the facility, basically, that we're talking about. And I think that conversation, if I could be a fly on the wall, I think a lot of that conversation is going to center around what is Israel doing, how are they positioning themselves, and one, trying to diplomatically sort of calm them down or ease their fears, but then also saying, listen, this is what we've got, and we're here for you should this happen, because we're all in. This is where we are. In meeting with my war room staff, here's what we're willing to do. Here's how far we're willing to go to support you should you make a move. All right, we're going to bust a move in a completely different direction and catch up with my pal Ben Fuchs about, of all things, what happens when your metabolism is stuck. Oh, it's a real bummer.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery. due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs and my decision waiting for surgery to say no and try heart and body extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear, like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
My favorite people in the wings, Ben Fuchs, not just because he's from Jersey originally, although I still like Jersey. He won't even touch it anymore. He claims
no,
he's from
true.
Colorado.
No, that's not true.
Isn't that what you tell the women?
Beautiful, beautiful state. No, New Jersey's beautiful. No,
it is.
It's the Garden State.
It is. Please. People don't realize that. They think
no,
Tony
they
Soprano and Smokestacks and all this other
There's
crazy stuff.
There's a little part like that. There's a part, half of it actually is like that. But when you start going into the South area and, you know, the pines and the beach, and it's just darn beautiful.
Cape May, New Jersey.
Please,
come on.
Please.
I agree with you. So people in Jersey, you think they're eating a lot of power foods?
No, you know, this is very new information for a big part of the country, and a lot of that part of the country is located back east because that's where the establishment has rooted itself. So the ideas of the past, and what we're really talking about are very modern ideas, ideas that have only been understood in chemistry from a scientific perspective, these ideas of power foods and nutrients and drinking your nutrients. From a technical standpoint, we've only really understood them for the last 30 or 40, maybe 50 years as we started to really delve into the body. So if the establishment in back east is where Harvard and Johns Hopkins and Yale, these are people who are entrenched in the old ideas, the old ways of looking at health. And the models that they're using are anachronistic. They're out of date. They're not relevant to how we live today. So that we find that the whole idea of going to the doctor, for example, and getting a prescription drug when you have a high blood pressure issue, that's an old way of looking at the biochemistry of the body. The new way says, what is going on that you have the high blood pressure? And so what you're hearing today on the bright here on my show on the Bright Side and talking to you today, what you're hearing are really radical ideas for a large part of the country that seems to be located in a very large measure back east on the eastern seaboard from New York, say, or Boston, say, to mm-hmm. Florida. As you go further west, you get into a more open-minded mentality until Colorado is a real hotbed of these ideas. And then you go even further down into California, and then it almost gets to be a certain extreme. But you're talking about movement westward and ideas kind of moving that way as well. So New Jerseyites, New Yorkers, Connecticut, Florida, Mississippi, Arkansas, North Carolina, these are the most unhealthy states in the Union. And it's really kind of interesting and also kind of sad.
To try to make that shift. So in making the shift of somebody, because listen, we got affiliates in all those places. I love these people. I mean, some of them are my people.
What do you do?
So
how do you make the shift?
Yeah.
Here's how you make the shift. Number one, first and foremost, reduce the load on the digestive system. You love talking about power foods. I love talking about power foods. Apparently our listeners love talking about power foods.
Yes.
Here's the importance of power foods. A power food is a food that's nutritionally dense, that's packed with nutrients so that you don't have to eat a lot to get the nutritional value. The less you eat, the less load you put on your digestive system, people. This is the most fundamental. There's a lot of fundamentals in health, but this is one of the most fundamental tenet of health or rule of health. The less you give your digestive system work to do, the longer you live, the healthier you will be, and the slower you will age. And power foods mean that you don't give your digestive system a lot of work, but you get the nutrients. And the ultimate, of course, is the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which we've been talking about a lot. But there's lots of food. Beyond Tangy Tangerine is like a power food.
Mm-hmm.
So there's other ones, too, and there's delicious ones. And that's the beautiful thing about power foods is when you hit them correctly, you hit your hot buttons correctly, they'll taste like the most delicious thing you ever ate in your life. And so I think you and I have talked about salt water before, right? About using Celtic sea, right? So if you crave salt and you put Celtic sea salt in water, that you've now activated that water. It is now a power food because it requires very little digestion, but it's got lots of valuable nutrients in there if you use a good salt. And it will taste delicious to you. It will taste so delicious to you. It'll be the best, most delicious drink you ever had, pure salt water, right? Mm-hmm. And then after a couple more sips, it's not so delicious anymore. And it's less and less delicious as what? As your body has met its need for salt.
Right.
And so a good power food is like that. So I don't know, what are some of the ones we talk about? We talk about seaweed.
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut's a good one. Smelt. You know what smelt is? Or sardines?
Yes.
Smelt and sardines. Power food. Lots of nutritional value. For a lot of bang for your buck, they're a little bit harder to digest than a liquid, so you can make a smelt smoothie. You can grind your smelt up in a blender. I'm kidding. That was a joke.
You're so funny.
That was a joke.
Cuisinart.
You can spoon it.
That wouldn't be very good to me. I would even go there.
I had a guy call me up, and he lost his stomach, and he wanted to know what he could eat. I was kind of interested because you can eat, without a stomach. It just process a little differently. And he said he was eating steak. And I was like, no way. You're eating steak? And he said, yeah, I grind it up. I blend it up in a smoothie in a blender. And he's serious. He was serious. He said it on the air. He's an old guy.
Oh.
I couldn't believe you would want steak that badly.
No kidding. That sounds terrible to me. What's the scoop on diet soda? Why is it so awful?
Oh, my God. There's so many reasons. It's endless why it's awful almost. I don't even know where to begin. The most important thing is that the sweet taste stimulates your appetite. So just sweetness stimulates your appetite, number one.
Right.
Number two, they're the classic Frankenfood. They're constructed like Frankenstein's monster to be the perfect button-hitting food for hacking into your brain to keep you going for more. And the liquid format works against you. In the case of Beyond Tang Tangerine, the liquid format works for you. In the case of Diet Coke, it works against you because all the poison that's carefully constructed to make you want more of it, it is scientifically designed to hit every button they know exists to make you want more of that stuff in very insidious and nasty ways from a biochemical standpoint. I don't know if you want to get into it, but it's really nasty how they construct these foods. And the fact that it's liquid, boom, it goes right to work, doing its nasty business to make you want more, which is why people continuously want more. It is the ultimate chemical manipulation of foods, the ultimate. There's a lot of chemical manipulation, certainly. Cereals, candy bars, all processed foods. These foods are chemically manipulated to get you to want to eat them. But the ultimate of the ultimate is diet soda. That doesn't get any more ultimate. That is the poster child for chemical manipulation of the human brain. And the further you stay away from that, the better off you are. And the best way, the Beyond Tang Tangerine, I cannot
understand.
Great. I'm telling you.
It's the best. It tastes good.
I'm telling you, you know, you're going to drink a Coke and have your brain tweaked out by excitotoxins and flavor agents and sugars or artificial sweeteners. There's so many ways where these foods are disruptive to a good life. And so personally speaking, I stay far away from them. If somebody is on them and wants to wean themselves off of them, I can think of no better way than the Beyond Tang Tangerine. Get some club soda, mix it with some kind of spritzer soda, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Any bubbles in it. Mix it. You'll think you're drinking a soda pop.
Yeah, no kidding. You can get that, too. You can get that, too, if you go to AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Right?
AmericaTonightTeam.com, you can get it. Because we've been saying that. We've been saying it forever, so I almost forget to say it. So many people are hitting me up on that. So you move from diet soda to the idea of the metabolism. When you get older, is it really true it's harder to tweak your metabolism?
You know, I'm going to tell you something, Kate, and I'll answer that question in a second. It's a good question. You're getting to be pretty sharp. You're starting to know a lot of stuff here.
I'm loving it.
I know. I got it. I'm feeling it.
Yeah,
it's been about 8 months. See, that's the thing. People have to understand that this is a lifelong passion and participation that you have to really feel like you're thrilled about doing. Once you start to notice the results, the pounds start to lose, start to drop off, your appetite changes. If you go all out like Ted went all out, your blood markers change dramatically. Heartburn starts to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to look thinner. It's a whole lifestyle thing. And 8 months is not a long time. You know, we are conditioned to want things right away. But in the whole scheme of things, how fast does 8 months go by, ma'am? Are you going to go to New York again in April? That's like 2 months away. You know,
blink of the eye. Yep.
Yeah, right?
Yep,
so
exactly.
There you go.
We're
at a year. So 8 months is not a long time. And that's the way the body works. It works subtly. It works slowly. But it works. And you'll notice it right away. And we said this before, but this is so important to repeat and to really reinforce. The sicker you are, the faster you recover. The more nutritionally deficient you are, the faster your body absorbs nutrients, which means the faster your results. And that, to me, that is such a beautiful gift that the body gives us. It's like the sicker it is, the faster it recovers. And that's the thing about liquid nutrition is once you give yourself liquid nutrients or once you change your lifestyle, make better food choices, once you do anything, if you are really, like most people, really sadly and tragically deficient, you notice results faster than somebody who's been actually working at it and participating for a long period of time.
Yeah,
that's
no
a
kidding.
Thing.
I agree with you. Ben, if people want to catch you on the bright side, where can they do that?
Brightsideben.com. Brightsideben.com. There's the webpage for GCN, all the GCN shows, and just click on, there's a listen link there, or an archives and all that stuff. And I hope people will tune in. We talk about all these things on the program. Thanks so much.
Paul Ben. Hey, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.